Now back to the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
The Colorado Avalanche get it done tonight. 4-2.
Bad at the ballroom in Denver. Joining us now to break it all down is our Avalanche insider, brought to you by Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Adrian Dater, make sure you follow him on Twitter at adater and at coloradohockeynow.com. AD, did they make some trades over the course of the weekend? Now things are really rolling. What did you see from the Avalanche tonight?
Well, Sean, I thought it was a entertaining hockey game. It was pretty boring for a while, and then the third, last 10 minutes was like a great little roller coaster ride. A little scary there, in a way. It was 3-0, then it was 3-2. But the Avs pulled out, and then they had some shenanigans at the end of the game, some rough stuff. So I don't think those two teams like each other too much. But I believe that was the last game they're going to play against them this year. So probably a good thing for their physicality, you know, their psyches or whatever it is. I think familiarity finally bred contempt tonight between those teams.
The Avalanche now add a little bit of bulk. Obviously, we talked about Patrick Nemeth was added, bringing him back 230 pounds, get a little bit of physicality in there. Carl Soderberg added as well. We'll get to the goalies in a minute, but what is behind the reunion for the Avs and those two players?
Well, I guess it came down to the fact that, Jared Bednar, Bill Sackett, when they saw that these guys are available, they said, hey, you know what? When you get a guy who hasn't played for us, you know, ever or all year, maybe that's too much of a learning curve, especially with the playoffs so soon. I think they felt like, at least from their own comments, that they liked the fact they already knew the system. Had only played here just 2 years ago, and that was part of it. Plus, you know, they're good players. They're good physical, big players who add definitely some size. I don't know if – I mean, I don't think Soderberg's a very physical player, but he's big, and he's tough, and he plays some hard minutes, especially on the penalty kill. I think the question is he going to be the new third-line center, or – you know, now what happens to Tyson Jones? Jared Bednar basically said tonight, well, you're going to have to wait and see. He said it's going to be a very competitive atmosphere for ice time and who plays where. And it might come down to who's playing best game to game as to whether they're, you know, third line center one night or fourth line winger one night or maybe on the bench another night.
Talking with our Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater, and AD, I guess you look at these trades and in the goaltending situation, they had Dubnyk, who's obviously a 10-year veteran. He was excited to join the team, getting in a car and driving all the way down from the Bay Area out to Anaheim for the game on Sunday. Now it appears the Avs have their reliable veteran backup. But interestingly, Jonas Johansson in his last couple games has looked really good. Do the Avs actually really have three goalies now and they could potentially avoid an Andrew Hammond-type situation?
Well, they do. I mean, they do have three goalies. Hopefully the two of them don't get hurt. You know, they at least got a veteran backup now who has real experience. I mean, Devan Dubnyk is 34. He has not... did not have a great year in San Jose, but I'll tell you, that team was not very good in front of him. You watch the San Jose highlights, their defense is pretty bad. I think he's going to come in here and do well. You know, he's won 250 games in the National Hockey League. That's not too bad. That's not easy to do. I think he'll start Wednesday against St. Louis, and yeah, we'll see what he looks like. So, I mean, look, yeah. If they both go down in, with injuries in the playoffs and they have to play with JoJo, I mean, yeah, then this team truly is cursed with injuries. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Now the Avs have taken over. This really good run that they've had has put them atop the entire NHL in record as far as the points. How important is it for the Avs to keep this position? Is it important at all, or is it just important to try to get that top spot in the West?
I think it's important. I mean, you want to play that four seed in the first round. Looks like St. Louis is edging back into that conversation now. So, like, you know, I think Gav's going to handle St. Louis if they play them. St. Louis didn't do anything at the deadline, which is a surprise. So, I like the Avs' chances no matter who they play. But, you know, Arizona could still sneak in and get that spot if that's the case. You definitely want to play them and not Minnesota or St. Louis in the first round. Either way, the Avs are going to be tough to beat that first round. But, you know, it's important. I mean, I think, you know, now that the fans are back in the stands, you know, we're not going to be going up to Edmonton like last year. Home ice really could matter this time around. It should matter. And you always want that last game, that seventh game in a home building.
Nathan MacKinnon extends his scoring streak to 10 games with a goal and an assist tonight. Obviously, that top line was phenomenal. But in MacKinnon's case, since the 12th of March, he's been the league leader in scoring. Jared Bednar talked about his 200-foot game after the game yesterday. What really has gone so right for MacKinnon? We already know how talented he is, but this is a good run. Have you seen, like Bednar, something change in the way he plays?
Not really. I think he's putting a little more shots on net. I think he's also getting better power play looks. The power play goal he scored tonight was off a good look from a little side dish from Kale McCarr, the one timer from the left circle. Boom. He's hit a couple of those recently, and I think that's when Nate is, you know, piles up the goals is when they come on the power play. For a while, the power play was struggling, but just too much talent on that first PP for the, you know, to keep down for long. And, he's playing probably his best hockey of the year right now.
The Avs make these trades. We've talked about each of them to basically reinforce their depth. You know, Dubnyk is the backup. Johansson added as a backup. We're talking about Nemeth being there as maybe a bottom pair defenseman and Soderberg being a bottom two line forward for them as well. That probably is a pretty good sign given the Avalanche's depth, isn't it? That's really what they needed to shore up was near really the bottom of the roster.
Yeah, although, you know, the bottom of the roster, you know, has taken some hits, and you're right, they had to shore some of that up probably. You know, it looks like Logan O'Connor is going to be out long term. I would assume that goes into the playoffs now. Matt Calvert, not really sort of any, you know, much word on him, probably not a good thing if that's not the case. So there's two depth forwards right there that they've had to replace. Soderberg now makes a little more sense to bring in a big body to play a depth role for sure. Hopefully they can get O'Connor back for the playoffs. I thought, boy, he had a lot to the team, but he got some kind of lower body injury that's obviously is pretty serious. So tough loss there, but I think the Avs definitely have enough depth where they can punch these guys in and not lose too much, and if anything else, maybe gain some. I mean, Carl Soderberg is, again, I mean, he's 35 years old, but he still can play. I mean, he had 15 points for the Blackhawks. Tyson Joseph, 10 points on the year, so. You know, I mean, when it comes down to offensive production, maybe the Avs gained. It is about depth. It's about withstanding injuries, games of attrition, especially in the playoffs and wars of attrition. And let's see if the Avs got enough this time to withstand it.
Last one for you, Adrian. Before the game, Joe Sakic talked about the acquisition at the trade deadline, said that next year they're going to need to get a little bit cheaper and said now is the time to go win a cup. Do you like that kind of message being sent to the coach, to the roster, to basically say, this is it, make the run, because this team won't look like it next year?
Well, I think I don't think he quite meant it that it was going to be such a drastic change.
Oh, yeah, we're not talking McCarr or Landeskog or anything.
But of course, still going to be here.
But you get that point where basically, you know, the GM is saying that it's time to go win one now, the whole thing.
Well, that's for sure, and there's definitely pressure on this team to do it. I mean, everybody expects them to make that next step. And that next step has to be a minimum of getting the conference finals. Even though there's no conferences here, I get it. People out there probably shaking their head later. Final four. I do think it's a message, and Jared Bednar, I'm sure, knows it. and it's got some pressure on him. It's a good pressure. He likes pressure, I think. And, you know, they're going to lose a guy to Seattle in the expansion draft. Yeah, they're probably going to have to cut loose. You know, I mean, it's arguable whether Brandon Saad, for instance, could come back, that kind of thing. But, yeah, the good news, though, is they've got other young guys that are going to cost nothing for the next couple of years to come in and take some of those plays. There's Alex Newhook, Sampo Ranta, you know, maybe Drew Helison, Justin Barron, Connor Timmins could still be around. So, yeah, it's still some more logs out there to throw in the fire, Sean.
The future's still very bright, then. That means both short and long term. You'll want to follow Adrian Dater on Twitter at adater, and of course at his website, ColoradoHockeyNow.com, for the latest. Looking forward to watching this Avs team over the next couple weeks. Thank you for the time tonight, Adrian.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. Thanks to the good folks out there for listening this late hour.
Thanks so much. All right, Adrian Dater, brought to you by Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. It is mock draft season. Talked about what the Broncos might do. Now, get an idea of what other folks think the Broncos might do, as well as other teams around the league. Pro Football Focus had a mock draft.